The Silent Heroes, The Unacknowledged Journey of Manufacturers in Coaching. This message has been brought to you by www.coachingandteachingjudo.com. Greetings. In the nuanced world of sports coaching, there lies a subtle yet significant truth. While polishers often bask in the limelight, it is the manufacturers who lay the groundwork, dedicating countless hours to nurturing raw talent. This disparity is particularly noticeable in martial arts, where the foundational work of judo coaches often goes unrecognized, especially when their protégés transition to and excel in other sports like wrestling. The overlooked efforts of manufacturers. Manufacturers in coaching are akin to the roots of a tree, seldom seen but vital for the tree's growth and stability. They are the coaches who start with young, inexperienced athletes, instilling in them the fundamental skills, discipline, and values essential for their growth in the sport and in life. These manufacturers do the bulk of the developmental work, shaping raw abilities into refined skills. However, their efforts often remain in the shadows when the athletes achieve success, particularly when it's in a discipline different from where they started. This phenomenon is notably evident in judo, where foundational training significantly contributes to an athlete's success in other sports like wrestling. The judo to wrestling transition, a tale of uncredited success. A common narrative in the martial arts world involves judoka transitioning to wrestling and achieving notable success. This transition showcases the versatility and effectiveness of judo training. Yet, in many instances, when these athletes triumph in wrestling, the credit is disproportionately awarded to their wrestling coaches, with little acknowledgement of their judo background and the coaches who laid their foundational skills. This lack of recognition, while disheartening, doesn't diminish the satisfaction judo coaches feel seeing their athletes excel, regardless of the sport. The joy of witnessing their growth and success transcends the need for acknowledgement. Nevertheless, it does raise questions about the visibility and appreciation of the work that goes into building an athlete's early skill set. The paradox of recognition. Interestingly, while teammates in the sporting community often witness the benefits of a judo background in athletes who transition to wrestling, this doesn't always translate into increased interest or participation in judo training. This paradox is both amusing and perplexing for judo coaches. They see the evident advantages judo provides, yet find it challenging to attract more athletes to the dojo. A call to action for future athletes and coaches. This narrative serves as a call to action for potential athletes and coaches. Understanding and appreciating the role of manufacturers in sports coaching is crucial. At www.coachingandteachingjudo.com, we recognize and celebrate the foundational work done by judo coaches. We encourage athletes and coaches alike to delve deeper into judo's rich training, recognizing its potential to enhance performance across various sports. Join us in acknowledging and honoring the silent heroes of coaching, the manufacturers who play a pivotal role in shaping the athletes of tomorrow. Let's broaden our perspective and appreciate the foundational work that sets the stage for future success in any sporting endeavor. Dedicated to your improvement, Roddy Ferguson. Remember, I love you, but God loves you best.